The exhibition shows Japan's crimes in the Asia-Pacific region, how the Chinese people helped Jews escape the Holocaust, and the lives of Jews who sheltered in China. Chinese ambassador to Poland, Xu Jian, says though peace and development is the main trend of the world today, conflicts and violence never stop. It is significant to remember the war and prevent the revival of militarism.
In terms of the history, we must remember it and cherish the memory of the martyrs. In terms of the reality, we must introspect the war and reach consensus. And in terms of the future, we must unite to maintain a peaceful world and usher in a brighter future.
Zhao Yihua, chairman of the China Council for the Promotion of Peaceful National Reunification in Poland, also the organizer of the exhibition, says the exhibition is aimed to tell the Poles and other Europeans about Imperial Japan's crimes in the Asia-Pacific region and the Chinese people's arduous resistance of Japanese aggression.
This exhibition aims to call people to cherish peace rather than creating hatred. Women and children are the biggest victims of the Second World War. We can protect them only through the power of justice. So I hope that we can unite to strengthen the power of peace so as to prevent a repeat of the tragedy.
Polish Parliament member Wojciech Papis says no one should forget the tragedy of 70 years ago.
China and Poland have a similar history. After World War II broke out, Poland was the first country that fought against fascism. And China also fought bravely against Japanese aggression. As we are now living in a peaceful era, we must cherish the peace, develop the economy, carry out cooperation and create favorable conditions for the future life.
The exhibition will last until August the 28th. For CRI, I'm Xiao Yi.